Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Listen, it's the Bert Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
You know, I really didn't think we would see Will Smith at an award show for a long time. But not only did he show up to the Grammys last night, he presented an award and he brought his kids with him. Did you see Jaden in Willow's outfits last night on the red carpet?
What did he have around his head?
So Willow came and looked, you know, pretty normal. She was wearing a very cute, like, two-piece set, had a black coat over it, looked very stylish, very fashion-forward. And then next to her is her brother, Jaden, who was wearing a very simple outfit below the neck, but above the neck, he was wearing a hat that I think you could describe it as a hat.
It's a house.
It's a house. Well, he's wearing like a giant castle it's not a mask, but it's cover. It's like he's wearing a dollhouse on his head.
Yeah, with the whole, like, the door is his face and he can see out.
Okay.
All right.
That's different.
Do you think, like, on this one, he was requesting, like, can we just keep it, you know, low-key this year? I mean, it's the first one that I'm going to since the infamous slab. Can we just keep it kind of low-key? Can we stop by, like, the Gap on the way to the Grammys? Can you wear the Gap?
Yeah, let's just roll up looking like a family photo. Jeans on the bottom, white Gap t-shirt, barefoot. Yeah,
some kind of Banana Republic type thing.
I swear, every time I see red carpet photos, the Capitol from the Hunger Games is looking less and less fashion weird.
Yeah. Isn't that the truth, man? Wow. Okay.
So People Magazine reported that the headpiece that Jaden was wearing was created by Abodi in the style of a Transylvanian castle. The design team wrote on Instagram, The artistic headpiece combines the mysterious elegance of Abodi Transylvania with a bold modern design inspired by Transylvanian history and the vampire legends of the Bathory.
Mm. All right. So yeah, when I saw it, Cause it's completely, like, there's no accents. It's like, it's all black. I really thought he was wearing, like, a camera on his head. Now, having looked at it a little closer, he committed to the bit because not only did he wear this on the red carpet, he is sitting inside the arena at the table with his dad and sister rocking that castle head.
That means somebody had to sit behind him?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, no. Can you take the castle off, bro? I can't see anything.
It looks like something my 5-year-old would make out of toilet paper rolls and then spray paint black.
It looked like something Chris Rock wish he had on.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the women are on the red carpet like, yeah, this dress is a little uncomfortable. It's sticking into my ribs. And Jaden is like, I'm keeping that on no matter what.
Celebrities are ridiculous.
Yeah, but Will Smith was there to honor Quincy Jones. There was a special tribute for him, and he gave a really sweet speech to give the tribute.
This past year, we lost one of the most groundbreaking and influential figures of our times, Quincy Jones. Known to friends around the world simply as Q. A brilliant 28-time Grammy Award-winning producer, arranger, film and television composer, conductor, trumpet player, recording artist, and humanitarian. In his 91 years, Q touched countless lives. But I have to say, he changed mine forever.
So I think that was a very appropriate way for him to make his way back into the award show circuit. Sure. And, you know, it's very important. He was a good friend to Will.
Yeah, because wasn't Quincy the one who got him Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
He sure was.
Like, forced him to audition in front of people. And, like, that was that's an actual incredible story.
I mean, he, in a way, like, really launched Will Smith's career. So, yeah, it's a full circle moment for sure.
There are also some really awesome performances. If you're on the interweb today, make sure you check out Doechii, Billie Eilish, Sabrina Carpenter. They all brought it out for their performance. Chapel Roan as well. She had a big night where she won Best New Artist. That's where you know Chapel from. She's very eccentric. She's kind of like the new Lady Gaga of Gen Z. And she decided to make a statement during her speech for Best New Artist. She decided to stand up for all the other new artists that, you know, have been mistreated by their labels and really make a statement to all the important people in the audience.
I told myself, if I ever won a Grammy and I got to stand up here in front of the most powerful people in music, I would demand that labels and the industry profiting millions of dollars off of artists would offer a livable wage and health care, especially to developing artists. Because I got signed so young, I got signed as a minor, and when I got dropped, I had zero job experience under my belt, and like most people, I had a difficult time finding a job in the pandemic and could not afford health insurance. It was so devastating to feel so committed to my art and feel so betrayed by the system and so dehumanized to not have health. And if my label would have prioritized artist health, I could have been provided care by a company I was giving everything to. So, record labels need to treat their artists as valuable employees with a livable wage and health insurance and protection. Labels, we got you, but do you got us?
We'll never hear from her again.
It's nice knowing you, Chapel.
So, I mean, because we've talked about her before, and I've really turned a corner when it comes to Chapel Roan. Like, I'll admit it. I thought she was a complainer, and now I just think she speaks truth.
Yeah, I mean, I know she's really polarizing, but I do think within like 5 to 10 years, we're going to look back and be like, she was a trailblazer. Mm-hmm. She did a lot of good work for new artists. All right, if you want to see Beyonce's Grammy-winning album live, you won't have to wait too long. I'll tell you what cities Beyonce is bringing her tour to on your next eBuzz on The Vert Show.
Listen, it's The Vert Show.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.